Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corlett. It's Wednesday, February 19. In Squiz Kids today, survival in the Aussie jungle. A ghost ship washes ashore. US gymnast named Sportswoman of the Year. And Sonic breaks a new record. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
A young woman who survived 5 days lost in bushland in the Gold Coast hinterland has told rescuers she used skills she picked up watching TV reality shows to survive. Yang Chen, a 26-year-old university student from China, became separated from her bushwalking companion a week ago. Police were very worried about her, as recent flooding rains in the region had caused creeks and rivers to swell. But the resourceful Yang found an old milk bottle, filled it with water at a waterfall, spent nights huddled in caves, and made sure she was never far from a water source, which rescuers said most likely saved her life. Yang said all the nature shows and reality TV survival shows she had watched inspired her resourcefulness. So, the next time your parents tell you to stop watching Survivor on the telly, you tell them you're doing it for research purposes. Maybe it's a stretch to call the Christmas Island Detention Centre a holiday resort, but Australians who flew into Sydney yesterday after having been quarantined there for 2 weeks after being evacuated from the coronavirus-affected Chinese city of Wuhan... gosh, what a long sentence. Described the experience as being largely positive. One mother said her children loved it on the island, which is a tiny Australian territory in the middle of the Indian Ocean. She added that they made new friends and were even treated to a birthday party by the Australian Army officers who were minding them. Another evacuee said it was a bit boring there, but it got better once the Wi-Fi was sorted out. Of course.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and bring you a news story from wherever in the world it stops. And today we've landed in Ireland, where a spooky ghost ship has washed up on cliffs near the fishing village of Ballycotton. What's a ghost ship? It's a container ship that doesn't have any crew on board it and has been floating aimlessly on the world's oceans, going wherever the tides take it. Wait, so a container ship? One of those massive ships you sometimes see going to sea piled high with cargo? Yep. And this one, called the MV Alta, had been afloat on the oceans, skirting the Americas, Africa, and Europe, without anyone piloting it or any crew on board it for almost 1.5 years. Remarkably, the empty container ship had floated from Bermuda in the Caribbean to the Irish coastline. Imagine coming across a container ship washed up on shore on your morning walk.
Sport time!
American super gymnast, the remarkably bendy, incredibly strong Simone Biles, has been named the Laureus Sportswoman of the Year for the 3rd year in a row. It's widely considered the most prestigious sports award in the world. Biles has more world championships and Olympic medals than most other gymnasts have leotards. The award for Sports Man of the Year was shared by FC Barcelona football star Lionel Messi and English Formula One driving champ Lewis Hamilton.
Pop Culture Corner.
Sonic the Hedgehog is fast. You already knew that, right? Well, he's put that speed to good use at the movie theatre box office, selling more tickets than any other movie based on a video game character in the history of cinema. Taking in a record $85 million in ticket sales in its opening week, Sonic has raced past the previous record holder, Pokemon Detective Pikachu, which made $80 million in its opening week. And in other groundbreaking pop culture news, Justin Bieber has shaved off his moustache. And the internet could not be more pleased. An Instagram video of the Biebs shaving off his moustache yesterday had 2.8 million likes, which is a lot for what is essentially a video of a man with a razor. But hey, the internet moves in mysterious ways.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the island where Australian evacuees from Wuhan have just spent 2 weeks in quarantine? That's right, it's Christmas Island. Question number two. Which country's coastline did the ghost ship, the MV Alta, wash up onto? You got it. It's Ireland. Question number three. Simone Biles, who was named Sportswoman of the Year yesterday, is a superstar in which sport? Yeah, that's right, gymnastics. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Seb from Five Dock in New South Wales and to his brother Alex, whose birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday also to Charlotte from Poatina, Sam from Cheltenham, and Chloe from Abbotsford. And a couple of classroom shoutouts too, to Mrs. Welsh in Years 5 and 6 at Ties Hill Public School, Class 6H at Putney Public School, and Ms. Simmons and all the kids at Foster Public School. A Wednesday morning shout out to all you kids listening on the school drop-off. Here's hoping you'll be a teensier bit more worldly going off to school today. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. Now, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.